Come on now. Why do I have to do this again? It's not like I harmed her that badly. She walked right outside of that hospital. That's more than others can say. Oh, the semantics. Walked, wheeled, it doesn't matter. She's free now. You know, you keep having this funny notion that I was in the wrong. But I highly doubt that. And besides, if I was so in the wrong, why did I win the fight? Clearly, my argument held a lot more weight than hers. I am far superior. Are you sure that's not how that works? Oh my god, the human world is so topsy-turvy. God. First, you can't impale your neighbor with a spike because that's wrong. Then you can't break into your neighbor's house because you suspected that they stole something from you. What is the big deal? Now, I'm not blaming you, baby. Like, you are my everything. You're not the one who caused these rules to exist. But whoever did... What do you mean, no? It's not like I'm gonna do anything that bad. I mean, gnawing on someone's leg, is that really that bad? Yeah? How? God. Damn it, you can't have shit on Earth. Whatever. Let's just get this over with.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm that hellhound that mauled you the other day, like a week ago.
Huh.
And my owner is telling me that I need to apologize to you because that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. Okay. What I did was wrong. So, do you accept my apology?
Well, but this doesn't sound like a real apology.
Look, babe, this was not my idea.
Oh.
My owner is the one that thinks you deserve an apology.
Okay.
Which you don't.
Oh, excuse me! How dare you!
If I never saw your face again, I would be so happy.
Sir, can you please do something about your dog?
Hey, now, you do not talk to him, okay? You look at me and you talk to me only. That is what got you in trouble the first time, bitch.
Oh! Well, you leave or I'm calling the police!
Oh yeah, call the police. We'll have such a fan-dabby-dozy day, I promise you. I'll make that fight last time look like fucking child's play! So... I think that went pretty well. Don't you think? What? Oh, give me a break. Don't give me that look. It's literally impossible for me to genuinely apologize to anybody besides you. They don't deserve it. You know how much I hate humans. Once again, besides you, They irk me. Yeah, the people in hell irk me too, but especially humans. I don't know what it is about you, but you're just really different. And I really can't explain it beyond that. Look, I'm sorry that I am the way that I am, and then I'm like extremely... obsessive and possessive of you. But I can't change the way that I am. Next time, however, I will try to be a little bit more calm, I guess is the right word. Yeah, next time. Did you really think this was going to be a one-time thing? Do you know me? Baby, the love of my life. You are with... How do I say? a very crazy bitch. Like, super crazy. At first, it was very hard to admit, but over time, I've come to accept it. I probably shouldn't. But I don't have much of a choice now, do I? Besides, it makes me very good at my job, which is to protect your sexy ass. Yeah, from actual threats. And potential ones too. If a potential threat is in your face, how am I supposed to protect you? It's far better to get them at a distance. Oh, I'm not implying anything by that. No way. But I do potentially know how to use a sniper rifle. Well, I used to have ties with the mafia, and well, you can't just leave the mafia without having to go through some stuff. The stuff being death. So, it's a long story. It really is. But I'm safe, I'm here, and the mafia is no longer existent, so don't be afraid of me. look at the positive. I can protect you in any way, shape, or form. Whether I'm close range or long range, I can do it all. I am the jack of all trades. Yeah, I'm crazy. We established that already. I'm crazy in love with you, though. Now that has to count for something, right? Oh, what? As long as I don't put you in my basement? Well, first of all, I don't own a basement. And second of all, even if I did and I hypothetically put you down there, it's not like you would hate it. I'd make sure it's all furnished, you have technology, you have good working internet, you have decent food to eat. I'm not some type of monster. Well, technically I am, but not in the cruel sense. Completely. Either way, the point is I would never do such a thing unless I was really compelled to do so with a really well thought out argument that was manifesting in my brain. Can we talk about something else? Like how we should probably... No, definitely never run into your neighbor ever again. Well, you do want me to be on my best behavior, right? Then you may want to consider moving out of this apartment complex. I'll be honest with you, baby. She's kinda on my imaginary list already, and she's never going to go. Like, I'm going to be dreaming about her staring at you again, and ooh, you may not want to sleep near me for a couple days, just in case I start clawing. You know how bad that can get. I don't mean to do it. It's like a reflex while I'm sleeping. I really get animated in my dreams. You should really consider getting me a straitjacket when I go to sleep. Straitjackets are fun. Don't knock it till you try it. Oh, that's a whole nother story that I should probably never tell you about. You'd think I'm crazy or something. And I'm not crazy. Well, not like that. Technicalities here and there. It's just that I did some things that ended with me wearing a straitjacket for longer than a year. I promise you I can be trusted near you. Others. My track record isn't so good. You know, the best way to make sure that nobody ever gets harmed by me again is for you to never go outside again. You don't have to, but I'm just telling you the truth. There seems to be some form of correlation between you going outside and people getting injured. Me going outside? Yeah, but I'm a dog. I have to go outside. The squirrels in this neighborhood have had it too easy for too long. Baby, the squirrels deserve it though. Look at them. Look at them in the eyes and tell me they don't deserve it. It's better the squirrels than other humans. But I don't think I'll have to be worrying too much about these squirrels for too long. You and I need to move out of here before the human authorities get us. You can't just move willy-nilly. Baby, you have never been so wrong in all of your life. Check this out. Impressive, right? That right there is a direct portal to hell. Hop on in. Let me put it this way. Would you rather go and stay in hell with me? Or would you rather bring hell to Earth and watch all the humans get destroyed by me? Hell is overdue for an uprising, and I'm yonder enough to do it solo. No, no, you don't have to worry about me putting you in a basement. Once again, I don't own a basement. I can get one made, but that's so old school. We have new options now. I could just make a pocket dimension that you could never leave. Now that could work out pretty well. Hey now, you're the one who brought it up, not me. You know, if I must be honest, it seems like you're trying to give me hints as to what to do with you. I never brought up a basement. I think you like the way that I am. I don't know why you have such a hard time admitting it. Alright, then I won't put you in a basement. I definitely won't put you in a pocket dimension and have you all to myself. But I will make you mine forever. Once a human enters, they can't escape. And with how horrible hell is, I doubt you'll ever want to go outside without me. Or go outside at all. How lucky are you? Now come here.